This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, over the course of the weekend, you may have seen, and this morning, a story about, a footballer who has come out and shared his story with the world. Someone called Lachlan Beaton. Now, luckily for us, Lachlan has a twin brother, Charles. Very much a twin brother, if you wanted to know. If you've seen the pictures of Lachlan, yes, twin brother. Hello, Charles. Welcome to the back seat here on Joy.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
No worries. Now, in case... Look, so I saw this morning when I woke up, I was flicking through Facebook and checking out what's been going on in the press, more so the gay press this morning than yesterday. The Herald Sun had Lachlan's story. A lot of the other news agencies have had it over the course of the last 24 hours. What is the story? What's the story with Lachlan?
Well, essentially, the story with Lachlan started... a couple of weeks ago with him releasing a video, which was a story of him coming out as a gay male in Australia and in the country areas of Australia in the Western Districts. And it was a way of him, I guess, of expressing what he's been through, and also with the aim of helping others that are going through similar issues, have been through similar issues. It's been a phenomenal response. So he talks about, you know, how difficult it was for him to come out as gay. He held the secret from around about the age of 14 through until he was 27. And I'm his twin brother, his best friend, his biggest ally. I lived with him for most of those years, and I had no idea. You know, it was a massive, massive secret that he kept. And it's probably not until recently, over the last few weeks, that I've fully understood what he actually went through. And, you know, it got to the stage where it caused him severe depression, anxiety, and to be blunt, I almost lost him, I guess. I almost lost a brother over him hating himself for being gay.
And this is the story. The story for me is not that he's gay. That's a non-issue. It's the effect of having to keep that to himself for so long that I found the most... That's the powerful part of the whole story.
Yeah, absolutely. You've no doubt about it. The powerful thing is he kept it to himself and it nearly cost him his life. And in telling this story... we hope that we can save someone else's life. You know, this is a very, very common story that is not told very often, and it is costing people's lives. It's causing mental issues that are ongoing throughout people's lives. You know, it's destroying people's... You know, Lachlan is in a good spot now, and he openly says he was... You know, he still had a good time over those years, but it's 12 years that he's not ever going to be able to get back. 12 years he lived as someone who he wasn't, you know, and we just hope, we really hope that by telling this story, other people in a similar situation will have the strength to actually say, okay, I'm going to just do this. Look at the support that Lachlan had and you know, let's do it.
We might have a bit more of a chat about Lachlan and about even you and how it's affected you over the course of the last, you know, a few weeks or so, especially. You are on Joy 94.9, Australia's only community GLBTIQ radio station. In the back seat, Michael here, driving home till 7. And with me in the back seat is Charles Beaton, the brother of Lachlan, who has been... We're just talking about how crazy life has been in the last 24 hours for you. You know, it feels like it's a week away.
Yeah, I was saying, when you asked me when this sort of started taking off, I sort of was about to say a week ago, but it was actually yesterday when the Herald Sun wrote the full page feature. And since then, You know, we've had Channel 9 News, we've had The Guardian, The Daily Mail, same.com.au. It's been amazing, and people are latching onto the story because of the strength of the story, and it's not about getting married or really, you know, making Lachlan feel better or anything like that. It's like, okay, this is a real issue around identity and mental illness and suicide that we can fix, you know, not easily, but there's small things we can do, and by talking about it, you know, it's one step.
Now, the Lachlan created a video about, well, generally it was about marriage equality. That was the main thrust of the video. But, you know, the we think that the mental health issues are the ones, that's the bigger part of the whole thing. What was it like for you and your family to find out that your brother, you know, son had been going through this, and you know, did you know about it?
Not really. I didn't really know about it. And I guess it was an issue that as a family we hadn't had any much experience in either. So there was a lot of unknown around, you know, once he came out, around, you know, what to do, really. I mean, we were all very supportive, but we didn't really know much about, you know, that lifestyle and you know, anything about someone being gay. So it was a bit difficult. And, you know, Lachlan had to kind of go out there and explore by himself a little bit. But the whole mental health side of things was very, very tricky as well. You know, we knew he was going through issues. Personally, I didn't know how bad, the extent to it. And it's probably only the last few weeks that I have fully understood what those mental health issues were and how they came about. No idea. You know, 3 weeks ago, I couldn't have spoken to you about this topic, you know, and I'm no expert, but I know a lot more now than I did. It's a very, very tricky subject, even for someone to talk about, you know, that they have considered committing suicide because they hated themselves. You know, and I guess by Lachlan telling this story, he hopes that someone else who's grown up in Hamilton, where we grew up in the country, listens to the story, hears the story, and thinks, okay, I think I can do this as well. It's not so bad.
The thing is, it's you're country boys, you know, and the stats are that, you know, often rainbow people in the country often feel excluded, more excluded. They have more of these mental health issues. What's the reception been like at back home? And, you know, how has it, the mood changed over the course of time, do you think?
Look, I think the mood has changed considerably, even just in the last week, in the last couple of days since this media has come out. People are now understanding what the actual issue is and what being gay means to someone and the issues that they go through. So, look, I think the country areas have still got a long way to go because, you know, I grew up in Casterton, some 400 kilometres from Melbourne, and I'll openly say I did not know a gay person growing up, not until I left high school and came to Melbourne. It's quite possible that that's still the case. So people don't see it, so they don't have the chance to understand it. So partially maybe it's not their fault. But the attitude has definitely changed. I mean, we had a comment from one of our ex-footy coaches who said, okay, I've listened to your story. I've read about it. It's time for me to get off the fence. I now understand it. You know, I'm going to go and change my Facebook status to, you know, to the rainbow colours. Yeah, I'm off the fence and I'm sure I'm on the right side. Now, he's changed his mind because he now understands what the issues are behind this. And it's not as simple as someone, you know, just being gay and off we go, happy days. It's, you know, there's some underlying issues that we can all help with. And it's amazing that and the support from the country areas has generally been really, really positive.
Do you think Lachlan's story is going to change the perception of sport in sport? You know, just like we've got Jason Ball, for example, who's been doing a massive job in football. Do you think Lachlan's story is going to add to that, to change things?
Yeah, I think it will. And look, I've spoken to Jason and he's been great to us as well and pointed us in the right direction. But I think it will, you know. It gets a headline today in the Daily Mail about him playing football and coming out as gay. And I was just speaking last night and thinking, you know, it's pretty widely publicised that no one has come out in the elite level, which is unbelievable that it hasn't happened before. And I think when it does, you know, I think Lachlan's story will help. Absolutely. And I think when it does, it'll be a watershed moment, you know, and I know there'd be some that are playing AFL at the moment that are gay, no doubt about it. So I hope they read it and get a bit of strength from it. And as I said, when it happens, it'll be a watershed moment. And, you know, I'll definitely be shedding a tear and when I hear that story.
It's a massive story. It's a big story. And for it to be, can I just say, it was on page 23 of the Sunday Herald Sun yesterday. That's and full page. And it's even got colour, right? So you know it's important if it's got a bit of it's a strip of red, but it's still got colour for the Herald Sun. It's a big story. It's a big story. Even bigger though. Marriage equality to come out of that as well. I know you've been in touch with Warren Ench as well.
Yep. Yep.
He's very supportive of it all.
He has. Look, I sent him a video, Lachlan's video, and he called me that exact day, and we had a 15-minute chat, which was probably one of the most emotional sort of chats I reckon I've ever had in my life. And he talked about why he was supporting gay marriage, and really it tied down to the identity issues and the mental health and the suicide. You know, he talked of suicides and people who are not around anymore, and it really just hit home that, you know, there's so many people out there that are just can't take it anymore because they're gay and they hate themselves. It's as simple as that. They hate, and they, you know, Lachlan tells the story of him when he was still in hiding of going out and you know, being with guys and then coming home and trying to brainwash himself.
It's a story that is heard and told over and over and over again.
Yeah, and as a straight man, I just can't imagine, like, wow, I just can't imagine coming home and doing that. And the, you know, it's mentally exhausting. And you know, as a straight person, it's very hard to imagine how you could hate yourself like that. And so it's very hard to grasp. But, you know, we've got a bit of an understanding now that Lachlan's helped tell that story.
If Lachlan's story or Charles today has made you feel a bit uncomfortable with yourself, or you want to have a chat about things, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. Charles, thank you so much for coming in. It's been absolute pleasure. We just hope that the politicians on that, you know, listen to the will of the people in the next sitting. Fingers crossed. We'll see how we go. And all the best to you and the family as you, I'm guessing, ride a very stormy media cup over the next week or so.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you said, I hope some of the Liberal MPs get out there, listen to their constituents, listen to some of the real stories. And, you know, this is a small step on the way and you know, they can make a big difference by doing this.
I'm sure we'll hear a lot more from Lachlan and from you in the next little while. Thank you very much for coming in.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.